The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Then we have a chance to discuss the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, the Mishnah on Daf Chof and Aleph. B'chol Yoyim Toymin and Samizbech, the beginning of the Avodah, we discussed in previous shiurs, the beginning and the end of the Avodah. It's beginning of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and it's the end of the Avodah of the previous day. B'chol Yoyim Toymin and Samizbech, B'kriyas HaGever, Oy Samachloi Ben Lefonu Ben La'achrov. The Avodah of Trumas Hadeshen was done by night. B'kriyas HaGever is Samach La'alois HaShachav, Yoyim HaKippurim, Mechatzos. Uberigolim, where there was a tremendous amount of carbonis and there was a tremendous amount of work. Uberigolim, Ashmer, Rishonim, Lois, Akriyas, Agem, Magaz, Ashahisa, Azor, Malay, Misrol. The Avodah of Yom Kippur started before Alois Hashachar, and that's when the Trumas Hadeshen was. To go a little bit deeper into this mitzvah, to define what the mitzvah is, we have to understand that there's two chalokim. Let's open up a chumash and let's go a little bit into the inyan. First psukim in Parshas Tzav. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemer. Tzav is Aaron v'Zbon of Lemer. Zos teras ho'ilo, hi ho'ilo. The first mitzvah that's over here in the pasuk is hi ho'ilo. Al moikta ala mizbeach kol alayla ad ha'boikim. The mitzvah of having the eish ala mizbeach kol alayla v'eish ala mizbeach tukat boi. And then as an introduction to the mitzvah of the eish, which we'll see is a separate mitzvah, so we'll discuss in the different shiur, the mitzvah of making the fire, maintaining the fire, making another fire, all the different problem I'll discuss later on the sugi stuff, in that context, the pasuk tells us in pasuk gimel v'lavash hakoyim midevad u'michnas evad yilvash al besoroi. Over here it says that he had to put on the begadim. We discussed this in a previous shiur because this was the first avodah of the day. We discussed it on Yom Kippur. He would, if the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah according to the Shita of the Balamor, he would take off the Begodim and he would put them on again in order to be Mekayim the Din of Levisha's Begodim in order to perform the Avodah Sayyoyim of Yom Kippur. Ve'erim is Hadeshen, there's a mitzvah say, Ve'erim is Hadeshen, Hashadur Chaloesh, Eso Elo Alam Ezbech. He would lift up, he would be Merim, Elosh and Truma, to separate, to be Mapish, the Deshen, the ashes that were from the Karbonis of the previous day that were eaten, Hashadur Chaloesh, the Gemara tells us in Daf Kofalos in the next Daf that there was one of the Nisim that was Nasa in the Beis Hamikdash, is that it was Nivla into the Ritzvah, so Azoru. Uposhad is Begodov. Here the Pasuk says something interesting. Uposhad is Begodov. V'lavash Begodim Acherim, V'oitziyah Sadeshno Michutz Lamachim, is a separate thing. He took off the Begodim. It sounds like one sequence. He took off the Begodim, he put on other Begodim. What are the other begodim? Does it say? Chazal tell us they were big day kahuna, but they were simpler begodim pchusim. Ve'itziyas hadeshen al-michutz l'machne. He took out the deshen that was taken off in the previous pasuk. Al-michutz l'machne al-machim tov. Ve'esha, the pasuk goes back. Ve'esha al-mezbech tuk ha-boy lo'isichbe. That is the mitzvah, that there's a lav over here to diminish, to put out the fire on the mizbeach. Again, so it's interesting how this Trumas Hadeshen is tied up three times together with the dinim of the Eish on Mizbech. We'll discuss that in Mitzvah Hashem. But as far as the mitzvah of Haromas Hadeshen, Trumas Hadeshen, it sounds over here that there's two distinct things. There's the Trumas Hadeshen and taking off the begodim, putting on other begodim, and thereafter being moitzi the deshen al michutz lamachne al mokum tohor. What's that mokum tohor? It was when they dug the foundation. It had to be a place outside the walls of Yerushalayim. They dug the foundations of the Beis Yisrael neighborhood, Shchunat Beis Yisrael, where the Mir Yeshiva is today, adjoining Meir Sharm. I think it was in the late 1870s, early 1880s. They discovered that they were having a hard time digging the foundations for some of the water cisterns or some of the houses, because the ground was crumbling. They tested some of the earth over there, and they realized that it wasn't dirt, it was ashes, and after sending specimens to labs in Europe, they discovered that the ashes were not from fires, the ashes were only pieces of animals, and only animals that are kosher on the mizbech. They knew they had discovered the ground, it was oily, it was reddish over there. It's by the end of Shchunat Beis Yisrael, by Rechov Chomo Shlishis, after the end of Meir Sharm, like about 2 minute walk from where Rav Yosher Zatzal had his shul. They realized they had found the place that was the mokim outside of the chayma of the old city, and that's where they had put the Trumas Hadeshen. It was a tremendous hisayrus at having established the yishuv, talking about 130 years ago, so close to a mokim tohor. The Torah calls it a mokim tohor. In any case, the exact sequence over here is a subject to a machlokes rishayim. Rashi says that the haroma al gabei hamizbech was a chiyuv a mitzvah to do b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. The Trumas Hadeshen, like we say over here, b'chol yoyim, terminus the Mishnah that we have by us, b'chol yoyim, terminus hamizbech, b'kiyuz ha-gabei samachloy. There was a mitzvah every day to do the Trumas Hadeshen. That taking off, the Gemara says later on that the shear is a koyim. It's a very small amount of deshen, of ash, that had to be taken off the mizbech and put on the side. That was the Trumas Hadeshen. That's a mitzvah, say, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. But the hoitzah, Rashi says al Torah over here in Pasuk Dalid, in the Pesukim that we just read, that the Hoitzah was only when there was a tremendous amount of Deshen. It was called the Tapuach HaGamezbech. It was a round Tapuach. It was somewhat of a ball of Deshen in the middle of the Mizbech. When it got too big and it was taking up room, too much room on top of the Mizbech, so then they would take it outside. But there's no Chiyuv Gomer for it to be B'chol Yoyim. Rashi, the Loshon Rashi is, V'hoitzah is a Deshen at Sovah B'tapuach, when there was a lot, there was no room for the marocha of Eitzim and Ishim al-Gabi HaMizbech. Rashi explains that the two mitzvahs are choluk. The Rambam, in Hilchus Tmidin, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, seems to say that the Hoitzah is a chiyuv b'chol yoyim. It's part of the Trumas Hadeshen. It's one mitzvah. And the same way there's a mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen b'chol yoyim, we say the psukim, and the siddur is printed before the Karban Tomer, is printed the avodah of the Trumas Hadeshen, because that was a chelik of the daily avodah, that was a part of the daily avodah that was incumbent b'chol yoyim, the Rambam holds. So, I mean, the Trumas Hadeshen was certainly b'chol yoyim, the Rambam is koyel in that, though it's Tzoas Hadeshen. There is a dispute between the Mishnah Lamelech and the Lechem Mishnah whether the Hoitzah Michutz Lamachna Mokum Torah was Mechuyev B'choyim, or the Rambam only holds that clearing off the Mizbech, taking the Deshen off the Mizbech, and taking it down, or clearing it to the side to make room on the Mizbech, that was B'choyim. That's subject to Machlokes Rishonim. But that Inyan, not just the Truma, the symbolic act of taking off the Deshen, making a Trumas HaDeshen, which is a minimal amount, and putting next to his back, but the clearing off of that Deshen, and the getting it away from where it would affect the Avodah Zoresh, the Chinuch says that the Iker of the Mitzvah is in order that the Mizbech should be Lenoi HaMizbech, in order that the fire should burn properly, the ashes shouldn't ruin the fire. So that had to be B'chol Yoy. There's a dispute also how to read the pasuk of Upashas Begodov, Lavash Begodim Echev. The Rashi says that the Haroma was done in regular Begodim. Means that the regular Bigdei Kuna that the Kohanim would wear for the regular Avodah, they used for the Trumas Hadeshen. That was a regular Avodah, like the Avodah of bringing the Korban Torah. Only the Hoitzah, which is the Pashas of the Pesukim, the Pasuk says, Upashas Begodov, after the Trumas Hadeshen, Lavash Begodov, it seems that only that was done, only that had to be done in the Begodim Pchusim. And it's not only Rashi and Chumash, Rashi, by us, in Sechaz Yuma, Daf Yud Beis, Amid Beis, argues on the Rambam. It means the Rambam comes from, the Makor of the Rambam comes from a Medrash Tandebe Bishmo, where the Indian of putting on Begodim Pchusim for the Avodah of Trumas Hadeshen, the Rambam says the Lashon of Chazal of the Braisa is Shelo Yehei Begodim, that an Eved is Moise Kois L'Raboy, the same Begodim that he cooked a meal for Rabbi. It means that the chefs in the king's palace, Kiviyachol, do have a nice uniform, but the uniform of the Eved who's given the honor of presenting the meal to the Kohen, to the Melech, is certainly not the same. There he's having a personal interaction with the Melech. Over there he's only in the back chambers preparing the food. Over here he's actually interacting, putting the food down in front of the Melech. The Begodim has to be on a different madrega. So to highlight that difference, preparing the Mizbeach, taking out the deshen from the Mizbeach HaMokom Torah, which was, so to speak, not a chelik of avodah. It was just killing the bishul that was done in Begodim Pchusim. And the Rambam understands that the Begodim Me'aliyah, according to the Rambam, the avodah of the Trumas HaDeshen and the Hotzas HaDeshen both are done on Begodim Pchusim because they're not a chelik of avodah. Like we said, it's done by night. Avoidus based on English is only by Yom. This is Avoidus Halayla, and the Avoidus of Avoidus Halayla is to prepare for the next day. Like we discussed in the Shir and Daf Tezvav, there's a Chelik which is the finale of the Avoidus of the previous day. It's Avoidus, the making Achonah for the Avoidus of the next day, but it's not the Avoidus itself. It's considered somewhat removed from the Avoidus based on English. It's, so to speak, Avoidus Abishal as opposed to Mezigas HaKois. Since it's not Biyoim, Biyoim is the time, Biyoim Tzavois is the time of Avoid the actual Kabonis that are Chal, actual Avoidus that are Meratzah, actual Avoidus that go up to Hashem. At night, so to speak, the Bishul, what was done by night was the Eish Al HaMizbeach, the Haktorah of Kabonis. We're going to get back to that, the Achilus HaKabonis, and the Haktorah HaKabonis of Gamay HaMizbeach was Mitzvah Sam Kol HaLayla. So too, the Mitzvah of Truma, Vaitzvah HaRashim, was also a Mitzvah Balayla Taisvis in a few places. Says that the mitzvah was dafka by night. There's no mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen by day. That means that it's somewhat removed from the Avodah's base of Migdosh during the day. It's not part of the regular Seder Avodah. Seder Avodah Sayyid, which is why the Rabban holds that it does not need the Kohen Gadol. The Rambam holds that it does not need the Kohen Gadol because it's not part of the Seder Avodah Sayyid of Yom Kippur. So that would be considered the Bishul as opposed to the Mezigas HaKohes. Rashi and Daf Yud Beis and Mizbeis brings this Pshat and he argues on it. Rashi says that if that's the case, then both the Trumas HaDeshen, the taking off the symbolic Trumas HaDeshen and putting it on the side of the Mizbeach, as well as the Hotzas HaDeshen, both do not need, both don't have the din of Begodim Pchusim. And Rashi argues on that. He says, Rashi Daf Yud Beis and Beis, that that's not the pshat. When we talk about the Begodim, when the Tom Dever Bishmol says, the Begodim that were used for Bishul, as opposed to the begotten they use from Mezigas HaKoyis, it's a practical halacha. The Hotzas HaDeshen, because it was a big amount of deshen, would dirty the one, the begotten, the big dekuna of the one who was carrying. So mainly it did in begotten b'chusim. It was to show that, it wasn't a symbolic to show that this is less choshev of an avoid. It was practical, not to say begotten we used as part of the avoid this from Beis HaMikdash. But Rashi says, but the Trumas HaDeshen, which was a small amount, was not malachleis the begodim of the Kohen who was Isaac, so Memel, that was done in begodim Aliyah. So what we see from Rashi is that the Trumas HaDeshen, like we said before, the Trumas HaDeshen and the Hotzas HaDeshen are two different things. L'choy, that's the Pashtus of the reading of the Psukim. After the din of V'heirimis HaDeshen, the Pasuk then explains, Upashas Begodel, Lavash Begodim Achem, he put on these Begodim that were worth less, Begodim Pchusim, and then it says, Vaitzis HaDeshen, according to the Rambam, it's one din. The din of Upashas Begodim, Lavash Begodim Achem goes also on the Trumas HaDeshen. The Rambam holds that it's one din. It's not that there's one din which is a chelik of the Seder Avoided, the Trumas HaDeshen, and one din which is outside of the chelik of the Avoided Sah. Which is the din of the Hitzah. The Rambam holds that both of them are an avoidas siyum of the previous day's avoida and a beginning of the next day's avoida, but they're not part of the Seder avoidas hayoyim. And in the middle, they have their tone begodim b'chusim. The din to put on begodim b'chusim. That's the opinion of the Rambam. According to Rashi, no. The din of Trumas HaDeshen was a chelik of the Seder avoidas hayoyim. It was tone regular big day kuna. A Hotzas HaDeshen, which is anyway not done the Beis HaMikdash, was taking the deshen out, or taking the deshen off of the Mizbech. That was done the Beis HaMikdash, but it's an avoidah of removing it from the Mizbech, not putting it in a Mokum HaKrova next to the Mizbech. Meaning, so we can understand that the Trumas HaDeshen, the minute amount of ashes that were put next to the Mizbech, is similar to the idea of putting dam on the Mizbech, putting the Korbanos on the Mizbech. You put deshen, the Torah says that the Gadim should put the deshen. Oh, there's a Hakrovas HaDeshen. The finale of the Korban is taking the Deshen that was burnt and offering it in the Mokum that's next to Mizbech. It's somewhat of a nice Hakrova. Masha'inkin, if we understand, when we're talking about the Hitzor of the Deshen, or the taking the Deshen off the Mizbech in order to facilitate the effective use of the Mizbech, all that is certainly not a Maisa Hakrova. If anything, it's a Maisa of taking off. In that context, it's not part of the Seder Avodah. The Rambam holds that everything needs begodim chusim. According to the Rashi, the Avodah of the Truma putting it next to the Mizbech was done with begodim me'alya. And Masha'en came to taking off the Mizbech, the removal of all the ashes off the Mizbech and the Hitzom and Amakleh, that was done with begodim chusim. It's two different dinim. That's what makes Rambam and Rashi. Now, what's interesting is, in the context of what we're talking about, that removing the deshen has in it a dual identity. This mitzvah of trumas deshen is the finale of the previous day's avoida. Loshon the Rishonim is that the deshen is a din in the haktor. It's the finale of the haktor of the kabonis. Tuesday's kabonis were huktar al hamizbech Tuesday night. When they were burnt, when the kabbonis were already burnt up into ashes, the last part of that avodah of Tuesday's kabbonis is taking the deshen from those kabbonis and putting it on the mizbech. So it's the end of Tuesday's avodah. It's also the akonah of the mizbech, preparing the mizbech for Wednesday's avodah. The beginning and it's the end. The lashon of the pasuk is interesting in that the Torah puts together the mitzvah of trumas deshen under the heading of Zois Torah So'ilu. Kilo, it's part of Karban O'ilu. What does that do with Karban O'ilu? L'chayr has to do with the Mizbech. What we see is L'chayr, that since the Iker Karban, the Mizbech HaChitzoy, is called Mizbech O'ilu, Mizbech HaTomet, because the Iker of the Karban, of the Seder HaKarbanis, even though Karbanis are also everybody's individual Karbanis, everybody's Nedarim, Nedavis, Karban Shlom, Karban Toizer, Karban Chatzos, Karban O'ilu, the Iker of the Mizbech, the Tmidim Kisidron, and it was the bookends of the Avodah Beis Hamikdash. There was nothing brought before the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, nothing was brought after the Karban Tamid Shel Beinu Arbayim. The Isser, to bring Karbanos before or after. Because that is the Iker, the mainstay, the bedrock of the Avodah HaKarbanos. So the Pasuk says, Zeis Teres HaOilov, because the Trumas HaDeshen is the finale of the Karban Avodah HaTomid of the previous day. That's part of that Karban Oil. The Karban Oil refers Be'ikim, because that's the main Karban of the day, to the Karban Tomid. So on the one hand, the Trumas HaDeshen is a finale of the Avodah Karbanos of the previous day. On the other hand, the Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuflam and also explains, like we said, that the Ikur, the Mitzvah of taking off the Deshen, is called Kovid Abayis, Kovid Beis HaMikdash, Kovid HaMizbeach, cleaning off the Mizbeach, in order that the Eish should burn properly. So it's not a din in the Karbanis, it's a din in preparing the Mizbeach for the next day's Avodah. So it would seem that the Trumas HaDeshen does have a dual identity, which is what we keep on saying, that the Trumas HaDeshen is the finale, plus it's the Achana for the next day's Avodah. We'll just add a little bit of a rias in halacha to both of these aspects of the Trumas HaDeshen. The Gemara says later on, Daf Chof Dalid, that Trumas HaDeshen, a Zor who performs Trumas HaDeshen is not Chayiv Misa. You know, a Zor who, let's say, is Mekabel the Dam of the Korban, Zorik the Dam of the Korban, is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim, a Zor is Oivit B'Migdosh. But the Gemara says over there, exists a custom that the Avoida, which is Mechayiv Misa, which has the Choymer of Chiyuv Misa, is only Avoidas Tomim, is only Avoidah that finishes off, is only Avoidah which is Avoidas Matono, not Avoidas Siluk. Siluk means only Avoidah which is undoing something. It's not a real Avoidah, it's only preparing, or it's only undoing Avoidah, Avoidah Siluk. The Gemara refers to Trumas HaDeshen as Avoidah Siluk, because the Iker of the Avoidah of Trumas HaDeshen is taking off, preparing the Mizbeach. The Iker is getting off the Deshen. The Iker is not what you're doing. The Iker is what it creates. So, there's no Chiyuv Misa. It's not a primary Avodah. It's only a secondary Avodah. Truth is, the Tosfos Yeshanim over there that says, what do you mean? The Iker of the Avodah is putting the Deshen, preparing a small amount of Deshen, putting that symbolic Deshen next to the Mizbech. But the Gemara seems to say not that way. On the other hand, the Gemara in Mi'ilu Daftes wants to talk about if somebody, Legabi Hilchus Mi'ilu, there's a klal that anything which is miyuchid for avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, if a regular person is nene, he's oivon ha'isa mi'ilo. He's oivon ha'chiv mi'ilo. He has to be a carbon mi'ilo. As a klal, anything that was already used, l'moshul, dam that was spritzed on the Mizbech, the Gemara says, would run through the Mizbech out into a valley, and it would run into a stream outside Yerushalayim. Over there, the farmers would use the water that was run through with the blood of the Kabbalists, they would use it for their fields. Why is there no Mi'ila? You're using something that has Kedusha. Because once it was Nasa Mitzvah, so it ain't Mo'elim Bo'i. That's a klal in all of Shas. By the same token, the Gemara says in Mi'ila Daftes that once the Trumas Hadeshim was performed, the Eish Al HaMizbech doesn't have any more Mi'ila. Because the Ikur of the Avodah, the Gemara says, is putting the taking the Trumas Hadeshim and putting it next to the Mizbech. So once that was performed, all the Ashram that was on top of the Mizbech is Nasa Mitzvah, since the contradiction of what we said before. So it seems that there's two aspects. You have to know how to put the two together. But as a thought process, to put together these two ideas, A, that the Ikur of the Trumas Hadeshim is the preparation of the Mizbech for the Korbanos of the next day, that the top of the Mizbech should be clear, the clearing, the Hitzos Hadeshen, clearing off of the Mizbech. On the other hand, there's an Avoidus Hadeshen of putting down the Deshen. This finale of the Korbanos that were brought the previous day is taking the Deshen, putting it next to the offering, like being Makdir Korban, offering that Deshen next to, why it's next to the Mizbech, not on the Mizbech. I'd like to put the two together based on what we started the shiur with. We started the shiur with the fact that the whole context of this parasha of Trumas Hadeshen is in the context of the mitzvah of having the Eish Tomid Tukar Al HaMizbech Le'Sichbe. Ma Kesher. What do the two have to do with each other? So here we have a concept I've heard many times from Meir V'Rabbi HaGoyin HaGadol Rabbi Chazul B'Shlita. Really has its source in the Ramban. The Ramban defines in Sefer Mitzvot, in Zasagos in the Ramban, that which is Nischadish and Parshas Tzav. We have two parshas, two basic parshas of Korbanos in the Torah. Vayikra has in it all the basic components of Avodah Zarah Korbanos, Korban Olam, Korban Chatos, Korban Asham, Olam Yorid, so on and so forth. In Parshas Tzav, a lot of the halachas are chazed over, to the point where it's hard to, what is the theme of Parshas Tzav? There are halachas that are added. The Ramban says as a basic thought process that in Vayikra, the Avodas Hadam, the Korban was, if a person was mechuyev, because he didn't have Avodah to bring the Korban Chatos, he had to bring the Korban was given, and he had a kapor. Thereafter, after the Dam was put on the Mizbeach, there's Achilas HaKorban. Kachem Kalam one eats, stay on the Laila Echot. Kachem Kadoshim going to Laila, Kachem Kadoshim had to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash, Kachem Kalam could be eaten all of Yerushalayim, Kachem Kadoshim could be eaten only by a Kohen, Kachem Kalam could be eaten by anybody who's Tor, and so on and so forth. The halachas of Achilas Korbanos, specifically, are Parashas Tzav, the avoidance of the Dam, of the Kapor of the Korbanos, are discussed in Parashas Vayikra. That's the way the Ramban defines Chatas V'Oshon. Even though the dinim of Chatz Vashem are already in Parshas Vayikra, the dinim of Achilas Oshem V'Chatz are only in Parshas Tzav. Says the Ramban, what's this Chadish in Oilo? He says, Zois Teres Oilo is a Chidish in Teres Oilo. What? The Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen is the Achila of the Korban. It seems that's what he's saying. He's the Avoida that's Nischadish in Parshas Tzav, which was not mentioned in Parshas Vayikra, is the Achila of the Oilo. There is no Achila. Oilo is Kuloi Toktir Al HaMizbech. Oilo is the only carbon which is Kuloi, hence its name Oilo. It's offered Kuloi Al HaMizbech. There is no Achila. But we have what's called in the Sugis, in the Rishonim, in the Achrenim, Achila Al HaMizbech. The Ikra of the carbon over here was not the Avoida Saddam, even though that's what creates the kapara. The ikar of the korban was the fact that it was offered kuloi al hamizbech. It's kuloi el al hamizbech. The vehicle which creates the achilas hamizbech is the esh that serif al hamizbech. Meaning, say, the dam was put on the lower part of the mizbech. The top of the mizbech, the mokum achilo, where all the evorim and all the parts of the body of the animal were brought, in order to go up as Isha Lefnei Hashem, Reach Nichoyev, Isha Lashem, that Avodas Ha'esh, the Achilas HaMizbeach, that has its place, that has its mokim, its source in Parshas Tzav. There's the Achila of the Kohanim, the Achila of all of Klal Yisrael, there's the Achila of the Mizbeach. The Ikar of the Achilas of the Mizbeach and the Achilas of people of the Korban are in Parshas Tzav. So what we see over here is that the Trumas Hadeshen carries in it the element of being the primary, being the finale of the Achila. Like we said, the Korbanos of a regular day, the kavanos of every day in the Beis HaMikdash, at night was the Zman HaChilu, the same way there is no Avodas Hadam of kavanos, Avodas Hadam, the Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, so on, Kav Mincha, the Koimitz, the Haktorah, could only be by Yoin, but Laila is the Zman of Achilas kavanos. Kav Pesach was brought by day and eaten by night. The regular kavanos were brought by day, and they were, of course, they could be eaten by day also, but they were eaten primarily by night. Night is the time of Achila, as opposed to the Avodas Hadam in the Beis HaMikdash. In that context, we understand that the Trumas Hadeshen is A, preparing the Mizbeach, because the top of the Mizbeach is the Mokum for Achila. In that context also, it's the finale of the burning of the Kavanos of the previous day, because that's the Achila of the Kavanos of the previous day. It's one Indian, just it's Mizchalik as far as the Kavanos of the previous day, and preparing for the Kavanos of the next day. But Trumas Hadeshen is a part of the carbon, part of carbon oila, Zoysteris oila, which relates specifically to Achilas HaMizbeach. Just to add to this point, we discussed in a previous shiur that the Mizbeach is called Harel. The Novi Yecheskel called the Mizbeach Harel because the Mizbeach, Rabbi Hirsch says, Rabbi Sham Shavuel Hirsch explains by Richut, that the Mizbeach was there to provide an everlasting, the Karbon Tomid, was there as a daily Maimon HaSinai. A Yid has to reenact in his life every day Maimon HaSinai. Every day a Yid is Mekabel on himself, Oil Malch Shomayim, Krishma, Oil Torah when he sits down by a Gemara. Every single day in the Beis HaMikdash there was a new Kabbalah of Malch Shomayim. There was the Kabbalah of Malch Shomayim, of the Ketores, of the Shira. One of the aspects of Kabbalah of Malch Shomayim on a daily basis in the Beis HaMikdash was the Karbon Tomid, the Eish Shalom Mizbeach Tukad. By Maimon HaSinai there were two parts. There was Nafshi Yotze B'Dabroi, the Dibur of Hashem, which went into the, burned its way into the Seichel of Klai. So we all of us, that are Mizera, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, stood by Maimon HaSinai, and our thoughts, our minds, and our neshamas are imbued with the mitzias, with the kedusha of the Dvar Hashem, which came down on Har Sinai, as well as the Eish. Says over there in the Pesukim, there was the Dibur of Hashem, which made its impression. It made its impression on the neshamas. Its speech is primarily a spiritual koyach. It was mezachich the ruach, the Dibur, the thought process of Klai Yisrael. What was mezachich the guf of Klai Yisrael was the Eish Sheyorat. The Eish that came down with the Ribbono Shel Olam on Har Sinai, that Eish, that Mara, the Neurois of the Mara that they saw, impressed itself on the Gufim of Klal Yisrael, took away their Netiya Techet, it took away their, the Metzius, it took away the weakness of the flesh for the Yetzihar. It was Mezachich them, their Basa, their Choymer, of the Yetzihar. In that context, the daily enactment of Maimon Har Sinai was the Avodas Hadam, which is the Ki Adomu HaNefesh, is the spiritual Avodah, that's by day. The Achila of the Kabbalah, which is Mezachich, the Guf of the person who eats it, is the more physical, the Dam is the more spiritual component of the behemoth. The Basa, the flesh of the animal, is the more physical. So in that context, the Karbon Oil, the Karbon Tomid, the Dam that was offered during the day was the Dvar Hashem. The Eish that was Yorad, Min HaShemayim, is represented by the Eish Tomid, and that's why I did the Lav and Naseh, because all that had to be reenacted. That can't go out. The Eish Tomid, that's why in a shul we always have an Eish Tomid, we have a Ner Tomid. Which means the Eish Tomid, Tukar Alam Mizbeach, Lo Sichma, the light of Torah, the Eish of Torah, has to keep firing us and powering us to be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the two Chalokim of the Karbon, the Chalik of the Karbon of the Achila. The chelik of the korban of the Avodas Hadam, the dam is the neshamadik part, so to speak, of the korban, and the chelik of zichuch of taharas haguf of the korban that was represented by the Eish Shalom Mizbeach. In that context, we have the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, the finale of the burning of the previous day's korbanos, the previous day's accomplishments. At night is the time when a person rests his body in order to gather up strength for the accomplishments of the following day. In that context, the time when a person is nisasik, in Tzorchei HaGuf, in that context, of course, Talmidei Chachamim that are oiskim lonim ba'umkin shel halacha and oiskim b'torah b'layla, a mekadesh gufam, that their guf turns into a korban oila. It's a famous story. There was a dibuk There was a tormented neshama in Vilna, and when they asked him what's going on in Shemayim, one of the things he told them is that when the Vilna goyin eats, his eating makes a rash in Shemayim like the kabbonis in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. Because the Talmud Chacham turns his guf into a klisharis, where his achila, his inyone aguf, a kuloi kabbon, not much like the achila on his back of the kabbonis. But that's the Trumas Hadeshen. On the one hand, the finale of the Karbonis of the day before. On the other hand, preparing the Mizbeach, the Mokum Ho'esh, for the Karbonis of the coming day. And that's why the Dinim of Trumas Hadeshen are so intrinsically wrapped around the Dinim of the Eish Shalom Mizbeach in the beginning of Pashas Tzav.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.